This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Baby formula is scarce, rice is getting dear, and now tampons are harder to find at supermarkets and pharmacies given distortions in the supply chain caused by pandemic and war in Ukraine. Marketplace's Savannah Marr explains.
The nonprofit group I Support the Girls gathers donations of period products and sends them to groups in need, like homeless shelters and foster youth programs. But starting early this year,
we just have way less tampons. Like, our inventory is so low.
Director Dana Marlowe says manufacturers and individuals have less product to donate. So when an organization requests a shipment of tampons,
we have to tell them we only have pads and liners, as well as some of the reusable options. Folks are disappointed.
The industry is being hit by the same supply chain snags, shipping bottlenecks, and raw material shortages we've been hearing about for months, including limited supplies of cotton and rayon. Pricey Hanna, a consultant who specializes in hygiene products, says demand has also increased.
Consumers stockpiling, retailers stockpiling, all you need is a suggestion of a shortage and everybody overdoes it.
So if supplies have been dwindling for months, why are some of us just now hearing about it? Marnie Sommer, a professor of public health at Columbia, has an idea.
People are taught from the first time they menstruate to manage it secretly and privately.
In other words, we're not talking about this shortage as openly as, say, the toilet paper shortage. Sommer says those who have the means can hit multiple stores or search for their brand of tampons online. Low-income people are being hit the hardest. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.